You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And a very good morning to each and every one of you, and welcome to Thursday, the 18th of January. It is The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D. I'm going to be sitting here keeping you company and hopefully getting you to wherever it is you're going in a good mood today. So welcome to The Breakfast Show. And now let's see, starting off today, A.A. Milne was born on this day, and born Alan Alexander Milne. In 1882, of course, English author, best known for his books about the teddy bear, yes, you got it, Winnie the Pooh, and other various children's poems. Now, Milne was noted writer primarily as a playwright before the huge success of Winnie the Pooh overshadowed all of his previous work. That's what happens, you know, if you get yourself a teddy bear.
Good morning, world.
Good morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Y'all ain't ready for this. Swing with me, baby. Rhythm's got me crazy. Swing with me, baby. Dance with me, baby. Baby, let's start to swing. Skirt flying high while you're twisting me. Shuffle board to your knees. Work those hands, start ruffling. Feel this head moving, baby. Run up and down, it drives me crazy. Don't stop, just give it to me. Do the do-what, do the baby, shimmy, shimmy, shimmy. When I feel your body get close to me. Steam it up and you feel the friction. When I hold my hips, baby, that move to you. Give it down the heat coming from the kitchen. Now you are like an open spree, baby. Ready up on a time.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Two in a row bring us in on this morning's breakfast show. Two good ones, too. That makes a change, did you say? Jessica Simpson was the first one there, and Swing With Me, followed on one of my favourite songs from The Cure, that is Love Song. And it was released, in fact, it was the third single, if I remember rightly, off of their 8th studio album, which was called Disintegration, and that was 1989. On the 21st of August in 1989, the song was released. It saw considerable success in the United States, where it reached the number 2 position on October of 1989 and became the band's only top 10 entry on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. Over there in the United Kingdom, the single charted at number 18, and it peaked within the top 20 in Canada and in Ireland as well. Right, this will get us to our shower song this morning. Altered Images and Love to Stay. There's a lovely track for you, Altered Images and Love to Stay. 14 minutes right now, that's after the hour of 7 o'clock. You're listening to The Breakfast Show, we're on 89.3 Call FM. Great to have you with us this morning. If you've just joined us, time-wise, well, as I said, 14 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Flying alone this morning, yes, flying solo. Yasmin's not feeling too good, Alex can't come in today, Andres' family's got COVID. I think I should just sort of count my luck while I can, count my chickens. Anyway, flying solo, going right through till 10 this morning, will get you to where it is you're going in a great mood. I'll tell you what, we're going to get you cleaned up, spruced up, and on your way to wherever it is you're going. Indeedy, this is our shower song for this morning here on 89.3. Let's just get the water right. There we go. And oh, yeah. The Pointer Sisters in the shower. Go on then. There we go. That's the Pointer Sisters. Should I do it? Of course you should. Right, out of the shower. And on your way to wherever it is you're going on this Thursday morning. Yes, we got to Thursday. It is the 18th of January. Usual bits and pieces this morning. We will be checking in with Ingrid, probably around about an hour's time. Before that, though, we've got the look at some of the international news in about 10 or 11 minutes' time. And then top of the hour, 8 and 9 o'clock, some of the local news. And also, seeing we don't have Yasmin this morning, I shall try and find a couple of people in the world of music that have got birthdays today. It's all exciting, isn't it? Of course it is. Lena Ford and Ozzy Osbourne. Come on, wakey wakey, out of bed.
Baby, I get so scared inside and I don't really understand. Is it love that's on my mind or is it fantasy? Heaven, is it the palm of my hand that is waiting here for you? What am I supposed to do in a time of tragedy? If I close my eyes forever, will it all remain unchanged? If I close my eyes forever, will it all remain the same? Sometimes it's hard to hold on, so hard to hold on to my dreams. It isn't always what it seems when you're face to face with me.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Minogue, and that's called Real Groove, and it is the 2054 remix. Time on the Breakfast Show, exactly 28 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. I'll tell you more about it later as well. A great night last night, the good lady, myself, Yasmin as well, and Daniela, we went to the gala show of the Jazz Festival last night. Oh, how wonderful it was to see Billy Cobham in action. And Alex Blake. My God, he's got one of these sort of, you know, big bass things. It's like a fight. He bashes it around, he does. Absolutely brilliant. Of course, Daniela Perez joining them on the keyboards. Absolutely brilliant night. And I tell you, it was packed as well. And the first act was brilliant. I'll tell you more about it a little bit later, because as for right now, we're going to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The first wave to Padrinos have already joined. What about yourself? Now, you can make a big difference by sponsoring one or more students for an entire school year. Wave Foundation supports students in rural areas with limited access to education. With Wave's own school operating as of this month, 70 public school students from Pedasi, Guanico and Isla Cañas will benefit from an additional 90 days of English, comprehensive reading and surfing. You can get in touch with them at 64982703. And if you'd like to make a donation, you can do that through Yappy's directory at Asociación Waved. That's WAVED.
Cuidemos juntos el Metro de Panamá manteniendo sus instalaciones limpias. Evitemos comer en ellas y botemos la basura en los recipientes marcados. La metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
Dire Straits, shall we? Tunnel of Love.
Screaming slam, and I don't know where I'll be tonight.
with all the tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and the Breakfast Show.
We were gold, kind of dream that can't be sold. We were right till we weren't. Built a home and watched it burn.
Song from Miley Cyrus, just called Flowers. Time on the Breakfast Show, a few seconds away from 12 minutes, and that's before the hour of 8 o'clock. Local news for you at the top of the hour, don't forget that. Might want to have a lie down before then. Right, birthday for today. Got a few birthdays for today. Sir Thomas Sopwith was born on this day, 1888. He was an English aviation pioneer and a yachtsman as well. In June of 1912, Sopwith, with Fred Sigarist and others, they set up the Sopwith Aviation Company, which produced more than 18,000 British World War I aircraft for the Allied forces, including 5,747 of the famous Sopwith Camel single-seat fighter. Another birthday, this time in 1892, Oliver Hardy, an American comic actor. Now, he was famous as one half of Laurel and Hardy, the classic double act that began in the era of silent films and lasted nearly 30 years, from 1927 to 1955. I can tell you, I remember as a kid, used to love Laurel and Hardy, really did. It was the little fat one and the skinny one. They both used to wear bowler hats. They were brilliant. Talking of brilliant, here's a brilliant cover.
I get up in the evening and I ain't got nothing to say. I come home in the morning. I go to bed feeling the same way. I ain't nothing but tired. Man, I'm just tired. Baby,
Yeah, great cover of Dancing in the Dark. That's by Blonde Maze. I think I'm going to go and find, see if I can find a couple of albums of theirs if I can. It's pretty good if it's all like that. Love it. Right, I'll tell you what, we're going to take a trip back to the 1960s with our next two tracks. We're going to start off with I Go to Pieces. And this was a song, it was written by Dale Shannon and became a top 10 hit for Peter and Gordon on the 20th of February, 1965. The duo's fourth single, by the way, and it was their first single not to be written by John Lennon and Paul McCartney. Now, Dale Shannon had written I Go to Pieces for an R&B singer named Lloyd Brown, whom Shannon discovered at a Michigan nightclub. Well, Shannon arranged and produced Brown's recording, but it was unable to find a label interested in releasing the track. And Shannon did attempt to record I Go to Pieces in the August of 1964 session at Mirror Sound Studios, and that was in New York City. But it was a big hit for Peter and Gordon.
When I see her coming down the street, I get so shaky and I feel so weak. I tell my eyes look the other way, but they don't seem to hear a word I say. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide, go to pieces and I almost
fire. I tell my arms they'll hold someone new, another love that will be true. But they don't listen, they don't seem to care. They reach for her, but she's not there. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I remember what she said when she said goodbye, baby. We'll meet again soon, maybe. But until we do, all my best to you. I'm so lonely, think about her only. I go to places we used to go, but I know she'll never show. She hurt me so much inside. Now I hope she's satisfied. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by.
There we go, 1965, when I was just a little 16-year-old, not a little 16-year-old. Growing up, just about to join the Air Force. Okay, our next one is a song by the English rock band called Traffic, and it's Hole in My Shoe. Now, there's a spoken word midsection by Chris Blackwell's stepdaughter, Francine Hellman, in which she tells a little story about a giant albatross. Yes, it's the 1960s. It was released as a single in 1967, reached number 2 in the UK singles chart, number 22 in Germany, number 4 in Canada, and it was composed by the guitarist Dave Mason, who was, it was disliked, by the way, by the other 3 members of the group, who felt that it did not represent the band's musical or lyrical type. But on the other hand, it made some nice money for them.
Singing.
I did tell you it was the 1960s, didn't I? You know what they say about the 1960s? If you remember them, well, you weren't there. Time on the Breakfast Show. It's time to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Best place to be in the mornings.
Hairbrush, new shoes, and a case. I said to my reflection.
Simply called Tempted, and it comes from the British band Squeeze. It's written by the Squeeze songwriting team of Glenn Tilbrook together with Chris Difford, and the song featured lyrics inspired by Difford's experiences on an American tour and an arrangement inspired by the Temptations. Tempted is one of a few Squeeze songs with Paul Carrick doing the lead vocals on there. This was at the suggestion of producer, who? Elvis Costello. And before that, it was the Foo Fighters, American rock band formed back in Seattle in 1994. Founded initially as a one-man project by the former Nirvana drummer, Dave Grohe. The lineup now, though, consists of Grohe doing lead vocals, guitar, Nate Mendel, bass guitar, Chris Shivett and Pat Smear, guitars, Romy Jaff on keyboards, and Josh Fries on drums. All right, and that was called Chasing Birds. It was a nice song, wasn't it? All right, we're going to do one more song. Then I think we'll check in with Ingrid, shall we? For our everyday story of country folk here on The Breakfast Show, by the way, coming up to 23 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
That is Gary, US Bonds there, and This Little Girl. And before that, that was ELO, Electric Light Orchestra, and Sweet Talking Woman. And talking of Sweet Talking Women.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, I don't know if you can hear that in the background or not, but that is called a generator. And she's been, I just turned her on when I got up this morning. The electricity's been out since about, say 10:30, 11 o'clock maybe last night. But now that the Aussie is no longer living with us out here in El Valle, he didn't run out there to turn on the generator because he wasn't broadcasting. He's back there with you all in the city. So I said, well, I'm not going to get up and turn on the generator. It makes an awful lot of noise, and it'd be nice to have a good night's sleep. And boy, was it quiet. Because there's no electricity, there's no boom, boom, boom box, there's no, you know, people yelling and laughing because they ain't got no lights, and people like to be around it up when there's lights. So we've had a beautiful, quiet evening, amazing, and a wee bit on the chilly side. Was out at the dentist's house last night with some new friends from South Africa, and they said they were getting chili, and I'm like, wait a minute, you live in Canada? And they said, yeah. And I said, and you're chilly here in El Valle? What's wrong with you? And she goes, well, a perfect temperature for me is like 24 or like 75 degrees. I was like, oh. Well, occasionally here up in El Valle, we get down to, oh my goodness, all of 70 degrees or maybe 21. Ooh, we're having an iceberg happening here. But it was a beautiful night. It was quite lovely. It's always fun to get together with friends, especially out at somebody else's house, and get to look at all their cool stuff and whatnot. So today's another day of get the work done and figure out how long this electricity's going to be out, because good thing that we power up both the house and the cabana with the generator, because when the guys are welding over there with putting in the roofing and whatnot, they got it weld onto those bars, what this, that, and the other. I'm just watching them, that's all. I'd just be watching them, especially since they dig pretty holes. All right, you guys be safe. Hey, you know what tomorrow is? Uh-huh, yeah, it is. Tomorrow, I believe, is Friday, isn't it? I hope it is, because I'll bring you something then tomorrow as well. All right, back to you in the studio.
back, or I will attack, and you don't want that.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Get real with the fever on the dance floor.
That's the one that when I got that playing in the car, windows open, volume on full, everybody thinks I'm a taxi. Time on the Breakfast Show, 21 minutes right now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Well, Ingrid might not have the power, but our first piece of music came from Snap, and they had the power. It was just simply called Power. This is The Pretenders. And there they go, yes, off into the distance, the Pretenders and Kid. We are 18 minutes right now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Don't forget, if you missed the news today, we do have it again for you at 9 o'clock this morning. By the way, I've mentioned earlier on today, if you were with us, about last night. We went to the gala performance, myself, the good lady, Yasmin, and Daniela was with us as well. We went to the gala performance last night. It was absolutely brilliant, and great show put on. And just sort of running through who we had with us last night at the show, it was Ron Savage, the Ron Savage Trio, with Billy Pierce, Billy Cobham, Danilo Perez, and Alex Baker. And so we started off with the Ron Savage Trio, and they were great. And then we went on with, of course, Billy Cobham, who the whole event this year is in honour of, Danilo Perez, and I say Alex. I tell you what, Alex Blake. I said Baker, sorry. Alex Blake. He was playing the bass, you know, the sort of huge violin that stands on the floor. Tell where I come from in the world of music, can't you? I tell you what, he was beating that thing up. He obviously loves it. I mean, it looks like it's survived two world wars. But, oh boy, what a performance. And to see Billy Cobham actually in action was really a treat. And of course, Danilo as well, who puts this all together, him together with Patricia and their team. Big thank you for that. It was an absolutely brilliant night. I have only one thing to say. For those people that are so disrespectful that they turn up late, you know, and the artists are already playing, they turn up late. We even had one group in the row in front of arguing about whose seat they were in and whatever, you know. Come on. It's disrespectful not just to the artists who are performing, but also to the other people that are trying to enjoy it. And if that wasn't bad enough at the beginning, we had a break midway through when they were setting up for the second act. And then they started the second act, and then people decide to come back into the theatre. Come on. There's, you know, a little bit of theatre etiquette, I think, is in need. But anyway, it was an absolutely brilliant, brilliant performance, and enjoyed every minute of it. So there we go. That was it. That's what we did with ourselves last night. Now, here's something different. Sometimes when I'm playing music, I come across a piece of music, and I think, gosh, yeah, that reminds me very much of that music. Now, it's not the same, but it's similar. Now, I came across an example last night, and I thought, right, no, I'll put that in this morning. And when I play this first one, which in actual fact is the Beatles track, it might remind you of the second track that I'm going to play. See what you think. And if you've got a track, it's not the same, it's not a cover, it's two completely different pieces of music. But if you've got a piece of music, you say, oh yeah, that sounds like... Well, here we go. First one is the Beatles and Sun King. There we go. Yes, as I mentioned, we started off with the Sun King from the Beatles, and then followed on there because of the rhythm and everything is very much the same. Sort of the sound is the same. I say they're not the same, but of course that is just one track reminded me of the other. Doesn't matter which way round you play them. Say Sun King. That was on the Beatles' 1969 album called Abbey Road, written primarily by John. But as always credited to Lennon McCartney. The second song on the album's Climatic Medley, like other tracks on the album, notably the track Because, the song features lush multi-track vocal harmonies provided by Lennon, Paul McCartney and George Harrison. We followed on there. One of my favourite tracks from Fleetwood Mac, Albatross. Whenever we see these groups doing, you know, like Fleetwood Mac covers and whatever, say, can you play Albatross? None of them do. Which I find rather upsetting because I think it's an absolutely brilliant piece of music. Ageless as well. Right, time on The Breakfast Show. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're exactly 8 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. Limited or LTD. It's called Back in Love Again. Take us up towards the top of the hour. This is Anne Murray. And You Needed Me. 4 minutes from nine.
I cried a tear. You wiped it dry. I was cleared my mind. I sold my soul. You bought it back for me and held me up and gave me dignity. Somehow you needed me. You gave me strength to stand face the world out on my own again. You put me high upon a pedestal, so high that I could almost see eternity. You needed me. You needed me. And I can't believe it's you, I can't believe it's true. I needed you, and you
89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
And that one comes from 1976. John Miles there, and music. 17 and a half minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. Let's say a very good morning to Felipe. Good morning to you. He dropped me a little line here. It says, Dear Jerry, says, blessings to you and your team and your audience. Now, just taking advantage of this opportunity, I'd like to send my best regards and with the best of luck to the Panamanian team playing today until Saturday at the Regional Golf Tournament, Latin America Amateur Championship here in Panama City at Santa Maria's Court. Kudos to the winner. And last but not least, would it be possible you to play the Eye of the Tiger from Survivor? Of course we can. Have a great day, Felipe. Felipe there, drop us a note. You can do that too, you know. If you want to drop us a note, all you've got to do is use our WhatsApp number, 677-188-22, 677-188-22. There we go, especially Felipe this morning, and there we go, I have the Tiger from Survivor, and we join him in wishing the Panamanian Golf Amateur Golf Team all the best of luck this week. It's a hard life, you've got to play golf all day, isn't it, really? And you can win money. time on the Breakfast Show, making our way through 22 and a half minutes right now. That's after the hour of 9 o'clock. We're on 89.3, of course, Call FM. Yasmin's at home. She's not feeling too good today, but she has managed to send in to me a couple of people born on this day in the world of music. We're going to start in 1958 with Tom Bailey, English singer, songwriter and a musician. Tom Bailey, who, by the way, with the Thompson Twins, had the 1984 UK number 2 single, You Take Me Up, and the 1984 US number 3 single, which was Hold Me Now, as well as some other hits as well. Okay, well, we're going to play You Take Me Up. Oh, here we go. Wonder where it was. 23 after 9. That's the Thompson Twins there, and You Take Me Up. Happy birthday to Tom Bailey. We're going to move on to 1941 now. That's our next one for for this morning, and it's David Ruffin, who was born in 1941. American soul singer David Ruffin, who, with The Temptations, by the way, had the 1971 US number one and UK number eight single with Just My Imagination, and reissued My Girl, UK number two, in 1992. He had the 1975 solo US number nine and UK number 10 single, which was Walk Away From Love. And seeing as he did that on his own, we're going to play it. Track that is David Ruffin, Walk Away From Love. Interesting thing about that particular piece of music as well, as Yasmin points out in her little notes to us this morning, is that that song was produced by Van McCoy. And we know what Van McCoy also made, don't we? Yes, he made The Hustle.
Thank you.
There we go, yes, Van McCoy and the Soul City Sound there. And that was The Hustle. And as I said, Van McCoy produced also the song we had from David Ruffin. Now, another birthday today. It's not on Yasmin's list, but it's one of my favourites. I just happened to notice it was his birthday. Born in 1941, Bobby Goldsboro, an American country and pop singer-songwriter. Now, he had a string of hits from 1962 to 1982, including five releases that achieved sales of over 1 million copies. Now, his biggest hit was the 1968 Honey, and it's one of those songs that I played then, and I've been playing it ever since. It's one of my favourites. And, that was 1968, a maudlin tearjerker about the death of a young man's wife.
See the tree, how big it's grown, but friend, it hasn't been too long. It wasn't big. I laughed at her and she got mad. The first day that she planted it was just a twig. Then the first snow came and she ran out to brush the snow away so it wouldn't die. Came running in all excited, slipped and almost hurt herself, and I laughed till I cried. She was always young at heart, kinda dumb and kinda smart, and I loved her so. And I surprised her with a puppy, kept me up all Christmas Eve 2 years ago. And it would sure embarrass her when I came in from working late, 'cause I would know that she'd been sitting there and crying over some sad and silly late, late show. And honey, I miss you, and I'm being good, and I'd love to be with you if only I could. She wrecked the car and she was sad and so afraid that I'd be mad, but what the heck. Though I pretended hard to be, guess you could say she saw through me and hugged my neck. I came home unexpectedly and caught her crying needlessly in the middle of the day. And it was in the early spring when flowers bloom and robins sing, she went away. And honey, I miss you, and I'm being good, and I'd love to be with you if only I could. One day while I was not at home, while she was there and all alone, the angels came. Now all I have is memories of honey, and I wake up nights and call her name. Now my life's an empty stage where honey lived and honey played and love grew up. And a small cloud passes overhead and cries down on the flower bed that honey loved. And see the tree, how big it's grown, but friend, it hasn't been too long, it wasn't big. And I laughed at her and she got mad the first day that she planted it.
There we go, yes, Bobby Goldsboro and honey. So one of my favourite tracks of all time. I think I told you before, I remember sort of had a little mini, it was a mini reel-to-reel recorder. And that's the only track I had on it. It would only fit about one track. And I just kept playing it and playing and playing it. Beautiful song. Bobby Goldsboro and Honey. This is Claire by Gilbert O'Sullivan. 20 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock. We've got 15 to go. Go, that's it, yes. Gilbert O'Sullivan and Claire. Well, we're flying solo today. Yasmin wasn't feeling too good this morning. She's not in. Alex couldn't make it. So it's just me, you, the music, literally this morning. And a little bit of a rummage. And, of course, it's that time of the day, isn't it? Just when we're about to go off and enjoy ourselves. It's Renee. Good morning. We have to chuckle to me. This is our everyday story of folks that live in America with a lot of snow and ice. Good morning. Sure. Much better night than last night, but yesterday, what a mess. Rain and wind all day. The last 2 feet of snow had a solid sheet of ice on top. On top of it, yes, is I went out in the morning to take the dogs out and nearly fell over. I had to hold on to the house. That happens to me sometimes, normally in the evening when I've had too much to drink. Holding on to the house is very important. She says the poor dogs couldn't walk. Their legs splayed out underneath them. Yeah, that's very similar to what I mean. It was a long, long, icy day, trapped inside. It's too dark out now to see what it's like outside. Hoping I can get out today and Rick comes home tonight. Yay! Well, if he decides not to, of course, until the ice has disappeared. If I was him, I'd find another meeting to go to. Anyway... Renee, it's always, I always enjoy getting your stories in the morning, I must admit. And she says, I just saw the weather report. Freezing rain today. Well, there you go, you see, you've got an advantage. Comes down already in ice form. Yeah, you won't have to worry about it really, will you? So, well, good luck. Moving Pictures. You can stay home and watch Moving Pictures on the TV. This is Moving Pictures and the track called What About Me?
There's a little boy waiting at the counter of a corner shop. He's been waiting down there, waiting half the day. They never ever see him from the top. He gets pushed around, knocked to the ground. He gets to his feet and he says, what about me? It isn't fair. I've had enough now. I want my share. Can't you see? I want to live, but you just take more than you give. Well, there's a pretty girl serving at the counter of a corner shop. She's been waiting back there, waiting for a dream. Her dreams walk in her now, they never stop. Well, she's not too proud. She cry out loud. She runs to the street and she screams, what about me? It isn't fair. I've had enough now. I want my share. Can't you see? I want to live. You just take more than you do. More than
This was called
What About Me?
And the band is Moving Pictures.
What about
well,
me?
I was thinking, I was sort of feeling rather sorry for Renee there with all that snow and ice hanging off the roofs. Look at that, it's terrible. And I thought, what piece of music could I play for her this morning? This is Paul Simon, Slip Sliding Away. And the doggies too.
Slip sliding away, slip sliding away. You know the nearer your destination, the more you slip sliding away. I know a man, he came from my hometown. He wore his passion for his woman like a thorny crown. He said, Dolores, I live in fear. My love for you is so overpowering, I'm afraid that I will disappear. Slip sliding away, slip sliding away. You know the nearer your destination, the more you slip sliding away. I know a woman became a wife. These are the very words she uses to describe her life. She said a good day ain't got no rain. She said a bad day's when I lie in bed and think of things that might have been. Slip sliding away, slip sliding away. You know the nearer your destination, the more you slip sliding away. And I know a father who had a son. He longed to tell him all the reasons for the things he'd done. He came a long way just to explain. He kissed his boy as he lay sleeping, then he turned around and headed home again. His slip sliding, slip sliding away. You know the nearer your destination, the more you slip sliding away. God only knows. God makes his plan. The information's unavailable to the mortal man. We're working our jobs, collect our pay. Believe we're gliding down the highway when in fact we're slip sliding away. Slip sliding away, slip sliding away. You know the nearer your destination, the more you slip sliding away. Slip sliding away, slip sliding away. You know the nearer your destination, the more you slip sliding away.
There we go, yes. Most people move away. They go somewhere else. But no, not Renee. She just slip slides away. She says, I wish I had a video of the dogs trying to walk on the ice, but I couldn't because I was holding on for dear life. I bet everybody else was wishing they had a video of you trying to walk on the ice. She said, I had to hold on to the post with one hand and the dog leash with the other. Well, I tell you what, if you were holding on to the post, it's just as well somebody sent you some letters, really, isn't it? Otherwise, you've had nothing to hold on to. I can't wait for the next instalment, Renee, I tell you. Time on the breakfast show. We've got about a minute and a half to go. Let's go with a smile on our face, shall we?
Some things in life are bad. They can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, that grumble, give a whistle. And this'll help things turn out for the best. And always look on the bright side of life.
Ba-bum, 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 ba-bum.
Always look on the bright side of life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten, and that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps, just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing. Hey,
always look on the bright side of life. You must always face the curtain with a bow. Forget about your scene, give the audience a grin. Enjoy it, it's your last chance anyhow.
So always look on the bright side of death.
Well, you can try. You can try, really, can't you? It's not easy. I think the best thing to do is don't turn on the TV, don't watch the news, don't read the newspaper, and we might survive. There we go. That's the Monty Python Flying Circus there, and Bright Side of Life. Now, let me see. Time for me to shoot off and go and do something else this morning. I've been flying solo this morning, which has been interesting. So, anyway, a big thanks to Ingrid. Checked in with Ingrid earlier on this morning for our Everyday Story of Country Folk. They got a power cut out there, the old generator running. So, hope that's all sorted out by now anyway, Ingrid. So, big thanks to Ingrid and also to Yasmin. Although she's not been here in the studio, she's working away from home. Not feeling too good, so I hope you get over that all right. I wasn't feeling too good tomorrow, so I'm... that was something completely different. That was just dizzy and I hadn't had anything to drink. Yeah, so you get well, Yaz, and, we might see you tomorrow. Do have a guest tomorrow, by the way. Bastion is coming in to chat to us from Waved. Remember, we've been, telling you about their Padrino's, service. Anyway, that'll be tomorrow. Big thanks, to Neil, our co-producer. He's now here in Panama at the moment. To the boys and girls of Cooper Grant who keep us up and running in the morning. Thank you. They'll be switching us back in a moment. But, of course, a big thank you to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors. Thank you for being with us here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. Do hang around. We've got two chat SOS coming up with Gigi, so plenty of good programming going right through the day on Cool FM. And, as for me, I'll be back with you 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, whatever it is you're doing between now and then, especially if you're moving in a car. Be careful. Remember to take the handbrake off. But do be careful out there. What do we want to be doing at 7 tomorrow? Want to be talking to you, not talking about you. For me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Kiros. Co-producer, Neil Danby.